Then we had banjo pickers, you know, Earl Scruggs, Don Reno, Rudy Lyle.
Yes, sir. Keep on naming them.
Oh, there was... You think I can't, don't
I know you?
You
can. Go ahead with a few more.
Well, there was Charlie Klein who came in and played some banjo.
Sonny Osborne.
Sonny Osborne came in.
Larry
Richardson came in. Joe Stewart played some banjo.
I didn't want to think of
Jim Smoke played. Jim Smoke. And there was a lot of
Tony Ellis.
Tony Ellis and Bobby Atkins.
Bobby Atkins.
And Bill Keith.
Hubert Davis.
Hubert Davis played Roanoke, Cheyenne, Wheelock.
Yes, sir.
And of course,
that.
Bill Keith.
Yes, sir.
Well,
Bill,
one of the
now you're
boys.
Really getting down there where they can pick a banjo boy. There's power
well, all of these boys can pick. Don, you're the banjo. Well, I wouldn't call him an authority on one, but.
Well, I wouldn't his I wouldn't his time.
Well, I tell you, Don plays good banjo.
Oh, you can't beat him on that banjo.
It's nobody can beat him. Don, here's the mic. Come on. Tell us.
Well, Benny said he went to work with Bill when he was 17, weighed 135. I went to work with him when I was 19. I weighed 142. When I left, I was 17 years old and weighed 134.
They're trying to make me look bad. That's what's the matter.
Oh, man.
Well, all right, come back up here, Don. I had a left-handed banjo picker up till about a month ago. And he decided he would quit. And he come back to me weighing about 20 pounds less.
Well,
his name is Don Lineberger.
I ain't too.
He looks pitiful and peaked.
I do, too. Need a good banjo picker?
Yes, I do.
No, we do have a new banjo picker, Lamar Greer from Washington, D.C. is starting with us. And he's a good banjo player, and I think we'll make a fine banjo player.
Bill, there's one thing that you've always tried to do, and I respect you for it to the highest, is try to help all these young folks that we can to learn this
That's
style
right.
of stuff to keep it going, because
yes,
it's something that we want folks a long time after we're gone to keep hearing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's how much we love this
you're
thing.
You're right.
And we have made efforts after efforts to keep it to the point where people would still enjoy it and like it, and... We're just now really starting a campaign, and I think bluegrass music is just now getting ready to really go.
Bluegrass music, a lot of music has died out, but bluegrass music will never die, I don't believe.
It'll never die out as long as the folks like this here still like it. And it makes me feel good to see representatives from all over the United States.
Yeah, California on down
That's
east.
That's right.
All over the country.
The whole 48 states, I think, is represented.
There
in
you
are.
Yes,
and Canada also.
Where did I lose the show?
Carlton, we don't need you. We'll turn everything back over to Carlton.
Oh, thank you, man. That's what we want. That's great. That was a joke.
No,
it
wasn't
no, here's a song, Six More Miles.
Yeah, I want to hear him
song.
Sing that.
This is one of the first songs after Mack Wiseman left Bill Monroe that he recorded for the Dot People called Six More Miles, Mack Wiseman.